Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Virals reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito moves to third. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Matthews moves to second. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verhaal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Batty reaches second base with a double. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to third. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verals hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. George Alozic pinch hits for Orlando Peña. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock fires over to first and Green covering first, drops the ball. That's an error on Green. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva moves to third. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-2 in the game. Pascual hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bryan out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul pinch hits for Westock. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Pfister now pitching. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 4 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Allison now playing left field. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Charlie Shoemaker pinch runs for Billy Bryan. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Shoemaker moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shoemaker moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Green strikes out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Dan Pfister. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shoemaker scores. Matthews scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Ted Bosfield pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Bill Plice now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bosfield moves to third. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 4 in the game. Charles is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.